Imagine this. You're managing a packed concert, and your ticketing software suddenly freezes. What do you do? Would you even know what questions to ask to solve the problem?
That's actually the nightmare scenario for so many venue managers, and it's exactly why understanding technology basics is now essential, even if IT isn't your main job.
We're going to go through the insights provided by Steve McKenzie, Chief Innovation Officer at Momentus Technologies. Today, we're demystifying venue technology, no jargon, just clear, real-world insight.
By the end of our chat, you'll know how to ask the right questions, both to tech vendors and your own business. Plus, we'll cover cybersecurity, tech trends, and how to actually choose what fits your venue best.
Here's our plan. We'll talk about analyzing your needs, budgeting smart, delivery options like SaaS versus in-house, tech types every venue uses, and advice on managing change. Ready to get practical? Let's dive in. So sometimes it feels like most venues just buy the latest tech because it's shiny or everyone else is doing it. But what should they actually be asking themselves first?
Honestly, it all starts with, what are we trying to achieve? Are you solving a real problem or just following a trend because it looks good? That's key. Otherwise, you risk ending up with expensive tech that doesn't help your staff or your patrons.
And that's a trap, buying the cool thing instead of the right thing. Can you share an example where asking the right questions made all the difference?
Definitely. I've seen venues switch to new event management software just to impress clients, but they didn't consider if it really fit their workflow. A simple, how will this change our daily process? Could have saved them a lot of headaches.
That idea of workflow makes me think most people hate change, especially with tech. Why is managing change so critical when you're rolling out anything new?
Change terrifies people, even when they say it doesn't. When software alters processes, it can feel threatening. If you don't engage your team early, you'll get resistance. That's why involving staff from the start is huge. People need to understand the why behind a new tool.
So true. I've seen teams freeze up just because no one explained why the old spreadsheet had to go. What's Steve's go-to tip for winning staff over?
He says, let them voice concerns before any decision and show how the system will make life easier, not harder. Even extra training can make a world of difference for those nervous about tech.
Let's talk money. People usually just look at the sticker price, but venue tech budgeting is way more complex, right?
Oh, absolutely. As Steve points out, you've got to think beyond the software's cost. There's training, support, future upgrades, even the hardware it'll run on. Plus, hidden costs pop up, like needing new servers or more hands for maintenance.
And I bet vendors don't always lay those hidden costs out up front. How do you make sure you're comparing apples to apples with different pricing models?
Ask vendors to clarify every cost. Licenses, training, maintenance, future updates, and what happens if you need to add users. Always budget for annual training too. Staff, turnover, and refresher sessions keep you from losing your investment.
There's always this debate. Do you buy the best software for each area? Or pick a modular system that does it all? How do you begin to choose?
It's always a trade-off. Best of breed gives you top features in each category. But integration can be a nightmare. Lots of double entry. All-in-one systems might have less fancy features, but data flows better, and staff only need to learn one interface.
So sometimes simplicity wins, even if you give up a few bells and whistles. Has Steve seen a venue regret going too complex?
Absolutely. He remembers one that ended up managing 4 separate logins just to run an event. They quickly realized efficiency was more valuable than perfect features in every area.
That leads us to delivery. SaaS, on-premise, or some hybrid. What are the real-world benefits and trade-offs here?
Cloud-based systems usually means less hardware for you, and you can access the system from anywhere, usually via the internet. But if your internet goes down, so does your access. On-premise gives you more control, but you have to manage backups, security, and upgrades. And these days, with all the cyber attacks, not many venues are willing to manage this themselves. SaaS stands for Software as a Service, and is the most common way software is delivered these days, basically a subscription model.
And what about hybrid? Is that just picking the best of both worlds? Or does it get messy quickly?
It can work, especially for venues that need extra control over some data. But clarity is crucial. Know what's hosted, what's local, and who's responsible for what. Service level agreements matter more than you'd think.
Let's break down some of the core categories. If I'm running a venue, what systems should I be thinking about first?
It depends on the type of venue, but sales and booking, event operations, ticketing, and access control are some of the key ones. Then, layer on point of sale, asset management, rostering, and financial systems. Each solves a specific need, from moving people efficiently to tracking maintenance and managing money. But this is by no means an exhaustive list, Dash. Some venues may have dozens of systems and technology investments.
And it's wild how much these have evolved, like using RFID for tickets or mobile apps for event orders. What's a trend Steve thinks every venue should watch right now?
Integration. No one system can do it all. So it's imperative that your core solutions can talk with one another. Patrons expect smooth, connected experiences, so venues need systems that seamlessly connect together, especially for CRM and marketing.
Switching gears, security. With so much data and online access, what does Steve suggest venues be worried about?
Well, according to him, it's double-layered. Internal controls who can access what and external threats like hacking. Don't let tech staff set policies alone. Involve all departments and be realistic. Over-restricting staff slows everything down.
And privacy? There's so much regulation now. GDPR, opt-outs, data sharing rules.
Right. And venues can be held liable if they get this wrong. Always give clear opt-out options, be open about data sharing, and stay updated on new legal requirements. It's a moving target.
Almost everyone expects a slick mobile app or free Wi-Fi at an event now. What are Steve's thoughts on how should venues approach this?
Apps should genuinely add value maps and wayfinding, event info, safety, parking, and the like. And with Wi-Fi, the trend is to offer free basic access, maybe charge for high-speed extras. But don't promise fast Wi-Fi if your network can't handle thousands of users.
And people's patience really wears thin with slow or glitchy connections. Have you seen any standout mobile features lately?
Personalized experiences like alerts, loyalty perks, or interactive venue maps are big hits. Just avoid making the app too complicated or click-heavy, or people will ditch it fast.
Let's talk about getting from plan to reality. Where does Steve think most venue tech projects go off the rails?
The two big traps are poor planning and scope creep. You need a clear implementation plan, who does what, when, and how you'll handle data migration and integration. Otherwise, costs and timelines spiral fast.
Doers, he offer any advice on working with vendors to keep things on track?
Be specific in your requirements and demo scripts. And remember, more data isn't always better. Only move what you really need from old systems, or conversions will consume your budget.
Looking ahead, what's Steve seeing as the next big thing venue managers should be watching for?
Steve sees AI as the big bet here, using AI agents for sales, operations, and finance to really streamline their processes and even drive revenues. Plus, collaboration and integration between tech providers is huge. No one wants isolated systems anymore. Virtual and augmented reality are going to be big for engagement and ever better mobile experiences.
And with COVID pushing venues online, hybrid and virtual tools aren't going anywhere. Even things like contactless payments and advanced crowd management are here to stay.
Exactly. The venues that adapt and keep learning will offer the best experiences both for their patrons and their staff.
Let's wrap up. If listeners remember just three things today from what Steve has shared with us, what should they be?
First, always start with your business goals. Don't let tech lead the conversation. Second, involve your team early and manage change as actively as the tech itself. Third, never underestimate ongoing costs, training, support, and upgrades add up fast.
And the homework. Before your next tech purchase, sit down with your team and list out your actual needs, including pain points and future plans. That single step can save you months of frustration.
Great advice from Steve. Thanks for tuning in. Technology should empower you, not overwhelm you. Stay curious, ask smart questions, and your venue will thrive.
See you next time for more real-world tech tips and strategies.